What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
All right, this is What Really Happened, hour number two, 800-313-9443 to join us on the air. Well, that was a really intense, passionate hour there. I tell you, that's where I get a lot of inspiration from. I can't say enough about that. All right, so let's go ahead and start taking some phone calls here and see how good or bad this one over. Okay, Pat in Fort Worth, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just got here, and I don't know who you're talking to. So it's too late to ask Mike to fill me in to get on the Internet. Who are you talking to? Who is this lady?
That is my friend Kara. That we've been friends for a while. She's just starting to dabble in radio a little bit, and I have been inspired, you know, by her passion and compassion for people. And I wanted to have her on because, you know, we've been starting to do some talk radio other places, and I think she's got the natural ability to talk. I see you a little wound up today, but I really admire that passion.
I want to tell you what I was thinking. I wonder if she's felt like running for office.
We need women
to clean house in the state and in the United States. Up there in Washington, it's, the women have been up there more or less people you're ashamed of, even the older ones, you know. Sorry. You know, and so I think that's what we need right now, because there wouldn't be taking a man's place. They're accepted now. And we have one running down here in Fort Worth. She's running for District 90 House in Austin. And she's just as knowledgeable as this lady and just as passionate. And that's what we need. We need people who can speak for us. And they can, they have the words and they have the passion. And if they don't know it, they'll find out. And that's what we need right now.
Absolutely. So, part of the solution. It is definitely inspiring.
Yeah.
And she is of that mindset and has been trying to be part of that solution. And maybe she'll get some traction. She keeps at this and doing this long enough. She'll be given the chance to be able to represent the people and make a difference in there, because she is in the community and trying to make as big a difference as possible. And I find that inspiring, that there are still people out there, you know, willing to put themselves out there to make a difference. And that is just a beautiful thing, I think.
Well, the good part is that she knows how to depend on God. And if you do that, then he's going to help you. That's what people need to know. They absolutely do need to know that. And this Eva Camacho here in District 90, Texas, she said, I didn't plan on doing this, but I have to obey God. And I said, hallelujah. Well, he's going to help us when we help ourselves, just like he will help us. But if we don't, well, I guess we get what we deserve. But there's another scripture I keep thinking about and talking to my do-nothing friends. I'm sorry. I just have to inform them a little bit. But, it's not like Sodom and Gomorrah yet. God could only find 10 righteous people. I couldn't find 10. I said, however, it says, to whom much is given, much is required. That's what we don't think about.
I absolutely agree with that. Because,
we can't get by with what Sodom and Gomorrah got by with a long time and all that sort of stuff. I mean, we got to do better. And we can't just go cheer everybody else. Oh, we got to get out and do things. I used to tell Ron Paul people, the bigger your sides don't mean anything. You got to get out there in the trenches and do things. And they did it. We actually had people running for precinct chairman. It was amazing. And right here now, they're looking for about 50 GOP people to run elections. Isn't that sad? And they're killing all the old people in the nursing homes that do it. They're killing people that have been doing it. We're not going to have any young people with our mindset if we don't recruit them when we see them somewhere. So I'm not taking any credit for anything God's doing, but I'll just back them up. That's what I want to do. Thank you very much, Karen. God bless you.
Okay, thank you for the call, Pat. Yeah, we do have to do what we can, and those who have all these gifts and all these passions, it's more important than ever to be able to share all that stuff and be able to do, you know, useful things and try to make a difference. And it's inspiring when people do that. And I've actually, you know, met some people in the younger generation that are of that mindset, that are out there trying to make a difference, you know, so all hope is not lost. There's still good people out there. They're just not being heard from as much because the media, this corporatized fake stream media, wants to absolutely just say, okay, it's all this, it's trying to paint the picture that they've already won, that there's no sense in resisting. Resistance is futile. You've already been assimilated. Go back to work, slave. But that's not the case. Okay, let's get to the next call here. Chance in West Virginia, what's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Dave. You know, it just might be too late. Let me tell you why, because too many people are hypocrites. Playing this kumbaya violin is useless now because things are really getting out of hand. Every organization, every race is responsible for keeping their own house in order. Now, look what's happening. Law-abiding, innocent whites and innocent white blacks are caught in the middle of this, right?
Yep.
I don't side with neither group that are out there on the streets. People side with the cops because they don't want to or know how to protect themselves. In other words, they're wusses. Now, don't tell me that people are wusses, they don't want to protect themselves. They're out here, they're revenue collectors. Seat full of people over for a seat, working people of all colors for seat belts, license plate lights. Now, is this necessary, I ask you? No, it's not. And I don't side with the violent communists, neither, or the imbecilic liberal imbeciles. They're useless. What's being happened here is, like I said before, the law-abiding innocent whites and the blacks, law-abiding ones, are caught in the middle of this. And here's why I don't think we're going to have a solution to this. Just look at your Democrat-Republican situation, right? Democrats take you over the cliff at 100 miles an hour, Republicans at 50 miles an hour. So in other words, people say, I vote Republican because they only take away some of my rights instead of all of them. You know how idiotic that damn sounds? How about you don't take away one single right? No, but they don't think that way. This is why I have no faith in people. Yeah, and look what's happening with these cops now. Getting down on their knees. Get taking a knee? Now, you expect a man to protect you who gets down on his knee? I'm sorry, that just doesn't make sense to me. I mean, let's wake up here, folks. White and black, the law-abiding ones, whites and blacks. You're being caught in a vice grip by both sides. We don't need neither of them. Sit back and watch them kill each other off, because both sides are no damn good.
Yep, it's all a divide and conquer thing. The establishment wants us to fight amongst each other.
Kumbaya, because even law-abiding black people know this is nonsense, too, just like law-abiding white citizens. That's all nonsense. It's kumbaya violin playing. No, every house and organization and race is responsible to keep their own house in order.
I agree.
So sit back, watch the show. I only feel sorry for those innocent whites and blacks whose lives are in jeopardy and whose business is burning. That's all I feel sorry for. As far as I'm concerned, the rest of them can go kill themselves. Sit back, open up the popcorn, and watch them knock each other off because they're both useless. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, Chance, thanks for the call. Okay, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Yeah, we have been divided amongst each other, the right and the left. The Democrat, the Republican, it's a whole bunch of ridiculousness. And they wanted to do this, so we would fight amongst each other. Will they rob us blind? Will they control everything? I mean, look at the depth of what the banker fraud has done to us, plunging us into this unpayable debt. It's just beyond imagination, you know, how deep all this stuff is. You know, wow. And we should be really railing against that. Instead, we're railing against each other, and that's so counterproductive. You know, we need to come together. And yes, Chance, I agree that each of these people need to get their own houses in order, but we do need to have a little compassion for one another. All right, Mark in Seattle, what's on your mind?
Yeah, this is Mark from the Left Coast. And I think that we just need to arm ourselves with a little more intelligence. We're pretty on target here with what we're talking about. But I think a lot of people don't understand how to actually put up a good fight, whether that's when they get their rights stepped on, they just kind of turn their backs on it. They don't know where to go. They don't know where to start. And that's probably where people fail themselves, is they get all fired up, start yelling, and they don't think about what kind of productive actions that they can actually take. Like, hey, you got bad cops, hold them to account. Start that process. If you got a fair standing, make sure that these guys are held to account for their actions. Collect the evidence, go to the right person, start that process. But we're not doing it. We see it kind of getting done right now, but we see it hijacked in this process because somebody comes along and starts a counter-protest. And guess what? We got to hold those guys to account, too.
Yes, we do. Absolutely. That's the problem with the big organized things, because whenever you try to get this big organized movement, this establishment's real good about sending in their provocateurs and their infiltrators, and they hijack it, and they take it off the rails. And that's why you got to find some kind of, you know, way to have a leaderless, you know, kind of resistance where, you know, everybody's kind of taking care of their own communities and their own neighborhoods to be able to start, you know, building this thing back up from the bottom up. Because a top-down solution for this, it doesn't work. I mean, we've seen what top-down does to us over and over and over and over again. It keeps failing. So why do we keep doing the same things?
Because we don't know any better. We're
apparently
dumb.
Not.
Sorry, everybody, but we're stupid. Not everybody, but a lot of us. We're stupid. We don't know any better. We're just going to sit there and listen to other talk radio. We're going to let them do our decision-making for us. And a lot of people don't want to go do the heavy lifting to research the issues and form their own opinions. They're just regurgitating this stuff. They don't really have their own standing on things. They got a little bit of a discomfort, but they're not uncomfortable enough to do their own homework. I know that sounds harsh, but these are harsh times.
They are harsh times. You're absolutely right about that. We do have our work cut out for us, and hopefully we can, you know, find a way to start educating one another a little bit, you know, in a compassionate way. We don't need to be beating each other up about this stuff, because if we don't have some sort of compassion with one another, you know, we're not going to be able to come together, because we are a lot more alike than we are different. And we're not all equal, and that's just the truth of the matter. We're all different. In order to be all equal, we'd have to be exactly the same clone of the same person, having exactly the same life experiences, and we're all different. The diversity is a beautiful thing, but we all do deserve, you know, equal standing under the law, and we shouldn't be treated any different, you know, from an establishment and a legal standpoint. And there's all these protected classes and, you know, protected truth, and it's on the other side of the fence where you can't have this class is bad, like the white people are being demonized now, you know, like the black people used to be, you know, back a long time ago. There is, you know, this inequality of, you know, racism and stuff in the world, and we try to heal all this stuff, and I think we were well on the way, you know, the end of the last century of getting past all that, where people would see each other just as the character of what they are. But you have these controllers and they're monkeying with things, trying to fan this stuff back up, and here we've got this divide again. Everybody's fighting with each other again, and this is so counterproductive.
It is. There's no reason that people can't have an intelligent disagreement unless they have poor footing on their arguments. And I'm going to yield the line to somebody else. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks for the call, Mark. We got another Mark in North Carolina. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's up, you guys? Hey,
just living the dream, brother.
Yeah, I just want to tell you all to try to, if you can, try to listen to Tucker Carlson tonight. I think he comes on at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I normally don't watch mainstream news, like the fake news network, but Tucker's one of the good ones. I mean, he's very close to being independent alternate news, and he's going to be interviewing that undercover nurse. I don't know if you heard about her at Elmhurst Hospital. She used to be an Army. She used to be an Army nurse. And she basically is going to run down how Adele Bigtree just interviewed her also, and Alex Jones had her on today. I mean, he didn't actually have her on, but he played her videotapes. And she's described how basically patients were murdered purposely at that Elmer's place by being put unnecessarily on ventilators. Many of them didn't even have the COVID. Most of them didn't. And they were put on there anyway. They had some kind of lung problem or something. Maybe have some slight pneumonia or maybe, I guess, flu or whatever else. And they were put on these ventilators and killed, including the 37-year-old individual she mentioned. And basically the same thing with the nursing homes. They put sick people who had some kind of infection or something or another into these nursing homes. Caused, you know, literally mass murder, thousands of murders, okay, of those people. And people need to understand, when you talk about what's going on with these riots and now what, and still going back to the COVID, this is all connected. And by the way, if you notice, they're now starting to talk about the so-called second wave and all that, because they're saying, oh, there's so many cases coming, so many cases coming. Those cases are mostly phony. Those cases, yeah. Some of them are misdiagnosed because they've got, maybe if you've got a cold or something like that, because the cold is a coronavirus. There's two types of viruses. You've got the coronavirus and you got the rhinovirus. They're both colds. And you also, I understand people who've got the flu shot, which is a terrible thing to do anyway, to give yourself the flu shot. But they also show positive. On top of that, a lot of people, you know, they got hit by the, you know, the virus, and the body did what it's supposed to do, fought it off without any symptoms. And that's what your immune system is supposed to do. And yep. The whole thing about the, you know, asymptomatic people supposed to pass it around is all nonsense. That's garbage. It's been proven that's not real. So what they're trying to do is they're trying to keep the heel on our head. You talk about the knee and the neck, that's what they're trying to do to the United States of America. These clowns have got to be exposed. We cannot let them get to the point of getting vaccines. Trump, if he has any gut, if he has any a brain inside of his head and a pair of, you know what, a pair of balls, he's going to get rid of Fauci. He's going to say, no, you're out of here. He's going to put somebody decent in there, okay? This got to end. We got to open up this country. We got to stop this stupid social distancing and take off those masks, folks. Those masks are only hurting you. That's all they're doing. Okay? That's all they're doing is hurting you.
Yeah.
They're not helping much. You.
There's a financial... Mark, there's a financial incentive for them to diagnose people with the COVID virus. I think they get paid like
$13,000.
And then, yeah, and by the time they put people on the ventilator for another $39,000, yes, they're financially incentivized to do this. And a lot of people that are put on the ventilator never come off because they're not doing the stuff right. They just don't need to be on there in the first place, and it's causing a mass amount of damage. And when they first started having this pandemic happen, you know, they were saying 200 million people were going to die. Then they said 20 million people are going to die. You know, they keep revising the numbers. They have no idea what the hell they're talking about. And they already said this is going to be 2 years that we're going to have to be in lockdown, you know, initially. And then they start opening stuff up. Oh, it's going to be another wave. It's going to be another wave. It's going to be another wave, over and over, rinse and repeat. I mean, good grief. By taking all the healthy people out of circulation where they can't interact with one another, we're not developing the natural herd immunity because the virus is going to go person to person, and most of the people are going to be very lightly or unaffected at all, you know, with any of that stuff, and then they become immune to the whole virus burns itself out. But by quarantining everybody, that ensures that there's going to be wave after wave after wave of this nonsense.
And that nurse is going to point that out, okay? She's already pointed it out, exactly what these people are up to, and we've got to stop them, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark, hold on the line here because we got a break coming up, and I'll come right back to you here after this short break here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
$5.15 an hour, that really dates that, doesn't it? Now, what's the minimum wage now? You know, $175 an hour? I don't know. The currency devaluing is going to be more and more, and that minimum wage is going to have to go up because minimum wage just doesn't cut it anymore, you know, in no way, shape, or form, because they keep dumping trillions of dollars into the economy. Anyway, we're talking with Mark in North Carolina. Mark, pick up where you left off.
Yeah, okay. What Trump has to do, he has to open up the country completely now. He has to eliminate that emergency orders that he talked about, and for these little Hitlers and Napoleons, there, you know, state governors cannot keep the keep businesses closed and can't order the silly social distancing. Should explain to the people that if they got a reasonably decent immune system, nothing's going to happen. Okay, that this is not even, if this is even a virus, I believe probably some form of flu that they named the virus. He's got to explain to people, and people got to stop being Corona Karen. Stop your hypochondria. You're being a hypochondriac. I mean, I was scared crap. Crapless, okay, because I thought this was, it sounded like coming to the Black Plague or the, what do you call it again, the bubonic plague. But yeah, then I started realizing it was nonsense. It took me a couple of weeks to understand that this was a scam, plain and simple. And these masks, for crying out loud, folks, you are going to get sick because those masks are lowering your immune system. They're you're not eliminating waste from your body. And, you know, breathing out is part of the way you're eliminating waste from your body. You're hurting yourself. And these poor people have got to work whole shifts with these masks on. I really feel so sorry for them. You gotta go to your employers and say, hey, you can't make us do this. It's not right. Because this has got to stop. And by the way, unfortunately, you have, you know, some people who mean well in other things, they still buy this stuff. There's a certain listener to Mike's show. There's a couple of listeners, but one in particular from New Jersey who still seems to believe this crap, okay, and thinks you got to go out, you know, every day wearing a stupid mask, and there's cases all over the country starting again. When those cases are basically, because of the testing, they're turning out to be, you know, they're not, they may have had contact with the virus, but that's it. And by the way, don't get yourself tested, folks, if you can help it. Whenever I go into a store now, I turn my cell phone off. I keep it in the car. I'm thinking of just not even carrying it with me anymore, period. I use cash now to buy everything other than gas. If it's not too crowded at the gas station, if I see too many people next to me, I'll even take cash at the gas station. Okay? Because that's the best way. You don't want to be traced, because once they trace you, now they got you on their list. That's all that is. They want control of us. Okay? That's all this is, folks.
That's exactly what it is.
And stop fighting between blacks, whites, browns, or whatever else. We're all in the same boat. There is an enemy. The enemy is the elitist at the very top. Okay,
correct.
They come in all colors and races.
Absolutely.
That's the enemy. We're not each other's enemy. Stop it, folks. You just hurt. You're doing them a favor. Okay. And as far as what's that called, Antifa and BLM, Black Lives Matter, these are just tools of the establishment. That's all they are. They're not real radicals. They're Trotskyites. They're not even communists. They're Trotskyites.
Stalin, a lot of them were paid protesters.
Okay, and one good thing he did is he got rid of Trotsky, because he understood Trotsky was a globalist. Stalin, if nothing else, believed in large families. He was against it. He actually outlawed abortion. A lot of people don't know that. Trotsky stood for all the garbage you see these radicals stand for today. Okay, these are Trotskyites. That's why the neocons and the neolibs are so close to Trotsky. Understand that, folks. Pretty much that's all I got to say. You know, like I said, somebody wants to challenge what I just said, I'm glad. Feel free to do it, okay? But I think I got this right. And I'm not the only one saying it. And please, folks, watch Tucker Carlson tonight. Okay, also go to Del Bigtree, all right? And watch his interview with that nurse, all right? That's about it. Thanks.
All right. Thanks, Mark, for the call. Yeah, we'll definitely have to check that out. That's good stuff. Yeah, the masks really don't protect you. You know, we had a doctor on one of the programs on one of the other places that I'm at, and he was explaining how the mask will protect you against a virus like a chain link fence will protect you against a mosquito swarm. The reason that the surgeons wear the masks is not to protect them, but to protect the patient from the, you know, expirations, you know, getting out into the operating field. That's all that is. And so, you know, if you're sick, yeah, wearing a mask might help a little bit. But if you're sick, you shouldn't be going out in public at all. You should be staying home. All right. We're at the bottom of the hour break here. 800-313-9443. Phone lines are open. Give us a call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
Oh, it is getting worser every day, and here it is, 2020. Oh, wow. That song is timeless, because this keeps happening to us over and over and over again. And it was appropriate, you know, back in the 2008, 2009 meltdown and all that stuff. Turns out we didn't even see this coming, how much worse it was going to be, that they would shut down the entire economy globally and just wreck absolutely everything. And I think it was, my opinion is that it was to cover up a bunch of banking fraud that was about to hit the fan, and there was going to be a correction. They needed something else to blame for that. And hey, pandemic, the perfect thing. We'll close everything down for a while. We'll wreck everybody's stuff, and we'll just hide the fact that, you know, we're stealing everything. The Federal Reserve's just printing money left and right, buying everything up and all that stuff. All right, well, okay, with all of that, I'm going to take a deep breath here and welcome Kara back. Kara, thanks for coming back.
Well, thank you for inviting me to come back. Glad to be here.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah,
What did I miss?
Well, you'll have to go back and listen to the podcast.
You know, Pat, yes, I will.
You know, Pat from Fort Worth had some kind words that you'll want to listen to the start of the second hour. And we were talking with Mark, and we were getting into the masks and the coronavirus and all the stuff that we've been talking about. ever since this plandemic stuff started, and how the masks aren't really helping anybody, and the social distancing is, just making things worse, all that kind of stuff. I mean,
you mean the antisocial distancing?
Yes, the antisocial distancing. That's exactly what we should be calling it, because
that's exactly what it is.
They're trying to ban human contact, make human contact illegal. They want us to, to stand 6 foot apart and make sure that we never touch each other ever again. I mean, Anna, how the heck are we supposed to be able to continue as a society and
they would like us to be so afraid.
Yeah, that they would. They actually would. All right, we got a caller on the line here, so why don't we take Fred in Michigan? What's on your mind, Fred?
Hey, I heard you earlier mentioning the paying back the national debt, and then Mark, I believe it was from Seattle, called in regarding what people can do to hold accountable the bad actors, as it were. So on the bad actors relative to Corona COVID, do you remember Sheriff Doug Shuler of Mojave County?
Yes.
Do you remember what he declared? Do you remember?
Yeah.
You do?
Why don't you remind the listeners?
Yeah, okay. So he said he would, he refused to enforce fallacious, now I'm paraphrasing, I'm using my own verbology, okay?
That's fine.
Fallacious.
I couldn't quote him either, so just paraphrase it. It's
fallacious, unwarranted, unsubstantiated claims / recommendations of the governor, which got its recommendations from Fauci, who was characterized by the doctors in Bakersfield who did the 68-minute press conference on 22 April. Those are the guys that originally opened Pandora's box on the fact that Corona COVID is just a typical retrovirus, which means it's cold. It might evolve into a flu if you've got a highly compromised immune function. But he characterized Fauci as a junk, a pseudoscience quack, MD, and they declared that the social distancing is an impediment, if not a disarming technique for the spontaneous antibody antigen immune function.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so they said, forget it, it's over. A guy in the UK at about that same time said, yeah, it peaked like the third week of March. It's a typical seasonal retrovirus, no big deal at all. And by the way, recently it was Chris Hinckley who declared, there's a big time guy in UK, immunologist, whatever, who declared 80% of the populace, now I don't know if that was the indigenous UK-US populace or whether it was the global populace, 80% is actually immune, is automatically, autonomously immune to Corona COVID. 80%. All right, so Sheriff Doug Shuler refused, he said, to enforce a totally fallacious, unwarranted executive order, which, by the way, it is a fact. Executive orders, whether federal or local, within the state, apply only to government functionaries who are contracted into the corporation, right? You have to be contracted into the corporation. And all you got to remember is, okay, look at all the hurricanes. And there were people who said, you know, I've been through this before. I'm going to gut it out. I'm going to bore it up. I'll take the necessary precautions, right? Okay. So the typical man and woman in this country knows how to be precautionary and what measures to take when necessary, right? Okay, so this is a guy that needs to be echoed all the time. Sheriff Doug Shuler, Mojave County. No way is he going to enforce. Oh, by the way, what he didn't declare, and I admonish the audience, and especially Mark in Seattle, contact your state senator and demand that the state senator produce the in hard copy, the legislative act mandate compelling compliance to executive orders. Has to be.
I'd like to see it. I'd also like to see Bigfoot.
Well,
because
there is
no way that an executive order applies to anybody outside the government corporation, like what you were saying. But people will go along with, oh, executive order. Oh, we have to follow executive orders. You know, it's the same thing for the federal executive orders. It applies to the federal corporation inside the government. The government employees, the operations of the government, absolutely have to follow all of that stuff. But we, the people, we're under no obligation to that. There's no law behind that at all.
Even if there was law, we don't have to.
Yeah.
We don't have to. We don't have to submit to anything that we think is unconstitutional.
Absolutely.
Well, look, if you want to cite the federal charter, all right, now wait. The business license is a contract. So all of the businesses that were seemingly compelled, you know, compelled performance, forced compliance. I called half a dozen businesses in my venue, and they didn't have a clue. I said, look up your business license, contact your state senator, have them explain where in your business license is there a mandate of compelled performance compliance to executive orders. They said, damn, no one's ever told me to do that.
Fred, that's not a bad idea. However, what about just not complying because you know it's not lawful and just expressing and asserting your freedom? Why do we have to ask those in authority for permission all the time? We need to stand up.
Well, I agree. A business license is not necessary unless it is, quote, a government-regulated commercial activity, right? So there are some businesses like that. But I'm sure the vast majority do not qualify in that matter. So I just think we have a duty to ourselves relative to liberty and freedom, you know, eternal vigilance. So let's interface and demand to see the evidentiary proof that this executive order, et cetera, are actually based in fact. And now we know without any doubt, Corona COVID is a planned scamdemic, right? A planned scamdemic. Mm-hmm. Now there is the possibility, according to Luc Montagnier in France and a group of scientists in India and I guess some others in the UK, that the Corona COVID DNA sequence has some spliced in HIV sequence. And apparently Fauci owns the patent on that DNA sequence that was spliced in, i.e. weaponization. And there's no, it's well documented
yes.
That Fauci has funded.
And you, know, and you also have, you know, Fauci and Bill Gates, you know, all tied in together. And, you know, this is a topic we should get into when we've got a lot more time, because this is a big, deep subject, because it really is kind of messy. If you have any last words here, Fred, because I do kind of get to moving on along here.
Yeah, I agree. Well, what can I say? The national debt, my friend, we are the surety. We are the surety via the original birth record, right? And the original bond. We are not the debtors. We don't owe the FedRes stockholders anything. They owe us everything. Okay? And all we got, think about this. I'll leave you with this. Why not have a public central bank owned by us?
Absolutely. No more private central bank.
Our surety into a public-owned bank where we're all equal shareholders. What about that?
Yeah, something like that could be.
You're going to have to get a lot more of a backbone before that can happen.
Yeah, that's definitely true. Thanks for the call there, Fred. And we've talked about no private central banks, you know, here on What Really Happened for a very long time. And, you know, Mike had the article, All Wars Are Bankers, Wars of Bankers Have Been Behind All of This Rot. So, Fred, thank you for your call. We've got another caller, Jim in Montana. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yo, what's your name, young lady?
My name is Kara.
Good for you, Jim, for having the courage to stand up for Jesus and God. And I usually try respect Michael's rules on, you know, the religion and whatnot. But since you went ahead and opened the door, and it is your show today. Here I go. I've got a message.
Thank you.
I've got a message for, Christian, well, based, you know, most Christians that believe in, you know, the rapture and coming in, and for and non-Christians as well. the problem with the Bible and Christianity and the Bible is that it has been butchered, has been gutted. The Bible, it is truth. It is. But it has been absolutely gutted, and has been gutted on purpose to keep us from hidden from the real truth. And I would encourage all Christians and even non to look into everything, to the book of Enoch, the book of Jude, all of that, and then the book of Thomas. Very powerful. And then it puts it all together. Okay. The problem that people have, a lot of people that aren't Christians that have a problem with Christianity in the church is, you know, they, it's something, it doesn't make sense, you know, and how God could, Moses delivered the people and they were basically having to battle all these tribes for the promised land. How could God have man kill other men? Well, he wasn't. That part of the Bible was ripped out. They were fighting these race of giants. And don't believe me? Prove me wrong. You just go look up Tim Alberino and Steve Quayle, and they have the proof right there that those race, that race existed. That race existed, and they got all kinds of other proof as well. And then if you go look at that book of Thomas... I tell you what, that book of Thomas is basically the book of Jesus, straight up. His words, not interpretation, it's his, Jesus' words directly, okay? And
well, thank you for recommending that, Jim.
Oh, absolutely.
We wanna,
and those Christians that think that they're going to be raptured and they're just sitting on the sidelines, you know, because they've turned their, you know, they were baptized, you know, and they went to church every Sunday, and, you know, they believe in Jesus, you know, and they're just going to be raptured, and everything's going to be okay. You better look a little deeper, my friend.
I appreciate you pointing out some other sources for people to look at, and we'll leave it at that for now because we want to kind of stick to the allegory that we brought up today about, you know, this power structure, this what's going on. You know, it's in the world today. It's absolutely a struggle for power,
but, you know,
and you can have your own religious
that.
Beliefs.
We touched on that. We touched on that, and I brought to everybody, you know, hey, let's do something. I backed up you guys yesterday. Oh, you want to, you want to start boycotting? I'm ready. Okay, pick who you want. Well, nobody wanted to pick. Nobody wants to go with my plan. Nobody wants to rally. Okay, so all right, we touched about that. Nobody wants to take action. And so I'm just sending a message to the Christians who believe in the rapture and are sitting on the sidelines because of that.
All right, Tim. Mm-hmm. Hey, thanks for your call, brother. We got another call on the line, so we'll be right back after these messages.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
TalkRite, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRite makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRite today from Google Play or the App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1, whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did the towers.
No, we'll just blame somebody else for what we just did. That seems to be kind of the playbook here these days. We got another call here. Last call of the day. Tom in Utah, what's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to say if I can keep you brainwashed
or ignorant about the facts, the true facts about these pathogens. I can keep you dependent upon my medical treatments, but actually I can make you disposable. And by keeping people ignorant of the real facts on these pathogens and their responsibility in terms of their contagiousness and how they get to you, I can spook you into this mess that we have right now, readjust the economy, but I can also eliminate the breeders and eaters. In other words, this is designed not only to fix the economy, but to starve the poor to death. That's what makes me a little angry. I have not heard from my true pathologist fellows. They've not spoke up. They'll give you bits and pieces, but they won't tell you the whole picture, so you don't know what you can do to avoid the problem in the first place. So yeah, I invite people...
That's a very good point.
I invite people, if they want the word of a 40-year-old pathologist, I mean a 40-year pathologist, I'm talking about, I'm 80, but I labored in that field, both in veterinary and human, for the Department of Agriculture, even the Department of Army and Air Force. And I know this virus. I've had my own experience with it. It nearly killed me in 1964 because of an accident in the lab. But everybody's been led to believe that this is a creation of man. No, man is not that smart. We simply collect and categorize things. And then if we want to, we can actually dope the whole system with a special virus. And how you do that, nobody wants to know, because they if they know that, they can take responsibility and not be suffering from any infection at all. It'll pass by them as the angel of death did in the Israeli camp when the Israelis followed the counsel of Moses or the Lord, so to speak.
Wow.
Anyway,
Tom,
I invite people to go to poisoningthepoor.com. My phone number is at the bottom, and if they want to know the whole picture of these viruses, alleged viruses, let's put it that way, call me and I'll take you through it. It's very simple. These viruses do not travel through the air. They do not exist on a surface for any more than a few moments at all. How do they get into your body? That's what people do not want to know.
Wow, I wish you could have called in a lot earlier, Tom, because this is great. This is good. So poisoningthepoor.com, everybody check that out and try to call back at some point, you know, when we got more time, because I'm sure Michael want to talk with you about this, because this is good stuff. Thanks for your call there, Tom. Any closing words? Because, hey, we got the bump music, Tom. Thanks for your call. Kara, any quick closing words?
Just don't live in fear. Live in liberty. Be proactive.
Yep. I think that says it pretty much adequately there. All right. This is What Really Happened. Ryan Dawson will be in the chair tomorrow, and Mike will be back on Monday. Hallelujah. Everybody, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.